Handy rule of thumb for politicians. If you want to inoculate a segment of the general public, inoculate yourself first against conflict of interest charges. That's the lesson Texas Governor Rick Perry has learned in the wake of his order that all middle school girls in the Lone Star State be vaccinated for human papillomavirus, or HPV, a sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. Many public health experts feel this vaccination effort would be a highly positive step, but so far it's been mostly false steps in the attempt to introduce it. In addition to Texas, 19 other states are also mulling mandatory inoculations with the new vaccine Gardasil, which pharmaceutical giant Merck is helpfully promoting in a nationwide ad campaign. One TV spot features young girls pitching the benefits of Gardasil.
Each year in the U.S., thousands of women learn they have cervical cancer. I could be one less.
One less statistic. One less.
Because now there's Gardasil, the only vaccine that may help protect you from the four types of human papillomavirus that may cause 70% of cervical cancer.
Aside from the spots including more qualifiers than Wimbledon, some critics in the medical community contend that business interests have outstripped public health concerns in this situation. The Gardasil has also met resistance from two other groups, Christian conservatives, who say the initiative could encourage premarital sex, and anti-vaccine activists, who say Gardasil has not been tested sufficiently to determine the long-term side effects or overall effectiveness of the drug. Indeed, Gardasil has been rushed to market with unusual speed, considering that the Chronically Lethargic Food and Drug Administration approved it in a scant 6 months. That mirrors the legislative rush to mandate HPV inoculations at the state level, an effort also apparently driven by business interests. Texas Governor Perry is Exhibit A. He chaired a Republican fundraising event that netted $50,000 from Merck and received $6,000 directly from the drug maker. Beyond that, his former chief of staff is a Merck lobbyist. That conflict of interest trifecta, along with a boisterous conservative backlash, has spurred Texas lawmakers to pursue a veto of Perry's vaccination order. And there's one more wrinkle. It turns out Merck is feverishly trying to corner the market before rival pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline introduces its own HPV vaccine, which could peel away a significant portion of the estimated $5 billion a year vaccination windfall. No wonder Merck is spending tens of millions of dollars to communicate a sense of urgency to the public.
With Gardasil,
I can be one less.
You can be one less.
One less daughter.
One less sister.
One less friend.
Whose life might be affected by cervical cancer.
Traditionally, the federal government has rolled out new inoculation programs gradually, from polio vaccines to chickenpox shots. But that was then. Now, money is the drug of choice, and the public needs to be inoculated against political business as usual. One question remains: who, in the end, is looking out for the health of the body politic?